Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Lord God, thank you, Lord. How many like Christmas? How many love Christmas? Yeah, amen. I love the tradition of Christmas. We open our presents on Christmas morning at, I guess tonight, 12 o'clock. Kids are excited. My granddaughter was so excited yesterday. She says, "This is how we're going to do it, Tata. We're going to sit here. Mom will sit here. You'll sit there." And all of me, I said, "Hey, we'll figure it out tomorrow. Is that okay?" Kids are excited. Amen. Hallelujah. I love the tradition of Christmas. But what I love even more is the story of Christmas. I love what God has done by sending His Son into the world to save sinners, of which I am a chief. How many of you guys are a chief sinner? Come on, man. Yeah. Hallelujah. You know, God's love is for, oh man. God is for us and He's not against us. He loves us. He loves us. He loves us. So He sent His Son to die for us. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Well, if you will, let's open the Bible to Luke chapter 1. We're going to Luke chapter 1. Thank you, Lord. All my keyboard players are out today. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Luke chapter 1, we're going to start at verse 26. The title of the message is God's Gift. Thank you, Lord. How many know that Jesus was a gift to us? Hallelujah. The best gift ever. Amen? I'm going to tell you, you know, the world doesn't believe in, a lot of the folks, they just don't believe in Christ. They don't believe, they want to celebrate Christmas, but they just don't. You know, Christ is the best thing that anybody could ever experience. Is that right? Remember that song, "I have decided to follow Jesus. No going back, no going." I mean, deciding to follow Jesus and once you allowed Him into your heart is the greatest thing that could ever happen to you. That's crazy. And He doesn't charge you for it. Amen? He doesn't charge you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 26. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in to her and said, "Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou amongst women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said to her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name," what? Jesus. "He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Then said Mary to the angel, "How shall this be, seeing that I know not a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." What shall he be called?
The Son of God.
The Son of God. Amen. I like that. "And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. This is the sixth month with her, who is called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible." I'm going to read that again. "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. Everyone say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And she spoke with a loud voice and said, "Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy." Praise God. Something only a woman can experience. Is that right? Come on. "And blessed is she that believes, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty has done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He has showed strength with his arm and has scattered the proud in the imagination of their heart. He has put down the mighty from the seats and exalted them of low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, and as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever." And Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned to her own house. Praise God. We're going to move over to Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 1. And it says, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone to his own city. And Joseph went up also from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord showed and round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you great good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." I'm going to read this to you, that verse again. That's our power verse. It says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." "And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered whether those things which were told them, wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things in her heart." And verse 20 says, "And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them." Beautiful story, amen? There's another part, I think it's in Matthew, where it talks about where these kings came and they stopped by Jerusalem and talked to Herod, and he wanted them to report to him where the baby was going to be at, so that he could actually go to kill him. But what I like about this story is that it starts out where the angel appears to Mary. You're going to notice that Mary doesn't talk very much. This time she's probably a young teenage girl, And when the angel shows up, and every time an angel shows up, how you know in the scriptures, people just can't, are almost overwhelmed by it. Anybody know what I mean? You see, I mean, fear comes on folks when these angels show up. This was Gabriel, this angel, the messenger angel that came to Zechariah, where we talked about a couple of weeks ago. Same angel Gabriel came to Mary, and she had a little bit different experience. She was just wondering. I mean, when he said, "Hail Mary, highly favored of God," she had a little different experience because she's thinking of what's he talking about? What's going on? So, and then he tells her, "Fear not." All the other places, people just fall down. They're afraid. Zacharias was afraid, and the angels, same thing. Fear not. Why this young lady, why God would use an angel to go and give her the message is pretty cool. God had used prophets. I mean, how many know that? God had used prophets and what they called seers in the Old Testament to deliver messages from God. But there is something different about when an angel comes and talks right to you. Is that okay? He come right up to you, man. Hey, man, guess what? I got something for you. Is that right? Is that right, Howard? God has something. When he sent Gabriel to give Mary this message, Mary hardly spoke a word. She said two things. How can this be? I've never been with a man. And the other thing she said, be it unto me according to your word. Good words, amen? Hallelujah. Be it unto me according to your word. I wonder sometimes if it's because of her age where she received it so well. Well, if you remember Zechariah, when Gabriel spoke to him, he told him, you know what, your wife's going to have a baby and you're going to call him John. And first thing out of his mouth was, I'm an old man. And my wife is old. She's well stricken in years. First thing that, I mean, I wonder if life has a tendency of causing us to maybe lose a little bit of that. As soon as you hear, you believe. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to tell you, folks, I don't know about you guys, but as soon as I hear God say something to me, I want to believe it. We were talking last Wednesday about a reflex that's within us. And if you hear something that comes to you from God, as soon as I hear it, I want to believe it. I say, I'll go for that. Had somebody asking me the other day, because I say this quite a bit, there's nobody old in this congregation. I mean, you know, heard me say that before. Not one of you are old in here. And he goes, why would you say that to folks? I said, because it's the Word of God. He goes, what does it say? I said, look, the Word of God says old things are passed away. Is that right? All things become what? Yeah. Come on, hallelujah. Is that right? Didn't Paul say I'm renewed day by day? Is that right? You're renewed day by day. So I'm going to tell you to quit calling yourself old. Is that right? Is that okay? And that's what I mean, a reflex. So when you hear the Word of God, you say, man, that's me. Amen. Hallelujah. You got the dew of your youth. You got your dew of your youth upon you. That's me. Come on. I'll take it. Hallelujah. I like Mary when she just says, be it unto me as according to your word. Can I tell you, I believe that God likes that too. I believe God loves it when he hears you say, yeah, I'm good with that. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love the Christmas story. It's a beautiful story. I'm gonna get all of you to stand up just for a minute, and I want you to sing this song with me, okay? I told them back there, I said, I'm gonna sing today. I don't have a keyboard up here, but we're gonna sing this. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature. One more time. Sing it again. You sounding good. Sing it louder. Joy to the world,
the Lord is come.
Jesus.
Yes.
Receive her King, the Lord Jesus. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Praise God. Look at somebody next to you and say, you did a great job while you're sitting down. Praise God. Hallelujah. Joy to the world. Hallelujah. You can sit down. I'm going to tell you what God brought to the world. The angel said, we've got a message for you. It's good tidings to all people, amen? Not just to some, but to everybody. Hallelujah. Joy to the world. The King has come. Hallelujah. How many remember the first day when you gave your heart to the Lord? You remember the joy you felt. There was something going on. I said, oh, man, there was joy. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I don't want to lose that joy. I remember I got on fire. I was telling everybody about Jesus. Everybody. The dog. The cats. At that time, I had cows. I had chickens. I had pigs. No, I didn't have no chickens, did I? We had pigs. We had rabbits, man. You know what? Hallelujah. I'm saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because God sent his Son into the world for me. Hallelujah. Every one of us can say that. Amen. Send the Son of the world for me. Hallelujah. Joy to the world. Let's put up Luke chapter 1, verse 45. Verse 45 says this. This is Elizabeth speaking to Mary. She said, she spoke out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is, verse 45, and blessed is she that believes, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. I like that statement. Blessed are you, Mary, you have believed, and there's going to be a performance of the things from the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord, the angel had just told her that she was going to carry the Son of God. And so she went to go check out if what he had told her. He told her, you know, your cousin Elizabeth is in her third month. Why don't you go check her out? He didn't tell her that, but he said, just told her. So she went over to visit her. And sure enough, I think it was her sixth month. Yeah, sixth month. Mary stayed with her up to her ninth month and left before John was born. Is that crazy? It's cool. I love it because, you know what? Jesus was already in Mary. Is that right? Mama's womb. John was in Elizabeth's mama's womb. John was a little older than Jesus. Not really. What I love it because the Word of God says that Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Ghost. And when Elizabeth heard Mary's voice, the baby leaped and she was filled with the Holy Spirit. That's pretty cool. Why? Because Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Ghost. One of the things John preached when he was walking around was, I can't even tie his shoelaces. He says, but he comes, he goes, I baptize you with water, but he comes to baptize you in the Holy Ghost and with fire. Hallelujah. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. What the world needs today to see more people that are baptized in the Holy Ghost with fire. Hallelujah. That's what we need. Hallelujah. Yeah, I believe it. Yeah, I got maybe a couple of amens, but I'm going to tell you again, that's what the world needs. People that are baptized in the Holy Ghost with fire. Hallelujah. Not doing their own will, but doing that which the Father has spoken to them because of their connection that they've got while they are speaking. Glory to God. Glory to God. I better better go. I'm getting away from my message. Blessed is she that believed. I'm going to ask you something. Are you still believing? Are you still believing? How's your believer working? Huh? Are you still believing everything that God is talking to you about? Or are you just taking a measurement on, well, I believe that one a little bit, or I believe that one a little bit. How much are you believing? Are you believing Him at His word? Are you? Oh, come on, man. And we're going to say yes, but sometimes I find myself that I'm going, oh, man, I don't know if I believe that or not. God, that's kind of wild. I believe it. What am I doing here? I've got no reason. I shouldn't be here. I'm a Mexican from Bisbee. Come on, man. What am I doing with in doing this kind of thing? It's not me, folks. It is God. It's what He does. It's what He sets up. It's what, when I'm praying, I don't know what I'm praying. If I would have known that I was praying to be a pastor, I might not have been praying about it. Come on, man. But he filled me with His Spirit. And so now I'm praying things that I don't know what God's doing, but I'm praying the way He taught me to pray. And here I am. Oh, my God. Praise God. What are we doing? Hallelujah. Do you believe what He's saying to you? Do you believe it? Do you believe? Do you know that there are churches out there that don't even believe in the virgin birth anymore? Forget about speaking in tongues. They don't even believe in the virgin birth. I was listening to a radio. I was taking a brother to the hospital in Tucson, and I had the radio, and they were talking about how many churches today don't even believe in the virgin birth. Are you kidding me? Put a McDonald's on your church. Put a sign out, Der Wiener Schnitzel. Don't call it a church. Do you hear what I'm telling you? Hallelujah. We got to believe what the Word of God tells us. Hallelujah. No, I mean, don't be messing around with this kind of stuff. Hallelujah. What? I got a scripture. Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12 through 19. Hebrews 3, 12 through 19. This is what the Word of God says. Take heed. Wait, be careful. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Can I tell you this morning that sin is deceitful? It will talk to you and talk to you. It will quench your fire. Do you know that? It will. It'll quench your fire. You'll begin to care more about things going on around you that are comfortable for you than you will for what God is trying to say. Sin is deceitful. It will quench your fire. Today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ. Look at verse 14. We are made partakers of Christ. How many know that? Everything God is bringing to you because of His Spirit that dwells in you, God is bringing to you the understanding of who you are in Christ. Do you know that? He's bringing it to you. Not pastor, not me. He is bringing it to you. He is showing it to you. It's His Holy Spirit that dwells within you that is changing your mind if you'll believe it, if you'll receive it. That's the way it works. I cannot do it. I wish I could. I wish I could just drop something. You're going to drop one right here. We're going to drop one right here. Boom, boom. Okay, you're good. You're good. And everybody believe the same thing. No, you know what? It's up to you to accept what God has to say. It's up to you. Nobody else can do it for you. Hallelujah. We are made partakers of Christ. And then he says this, if we hold the beginning of our what? Confidence, steadfast to the end. While it is said today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation. That's when Moses and them were in the desert. He says, for some, when they had heard, they provoked. Howbeit, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? How many guys from the original Exodus out of Egypt, how many people that were with Moses made it into the promised land?
Two.
Dos. That's right. Everybody say dos.
Dos.
Dos. Two. Caleb and Joshua. Just two out of thousands, out of maybe millions. Just two. Folks, the Word of God says the road to the kingdom is narrow. Few there be that find it. The road to destruction is wide. Many there'll be that find that road, that will walk that road. Verse 17, but with whom was he grieved for 40 years? Was it not them that had sinned and carcasses fell in the wilderness, to whom he swore that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see they could not enter in because of unbelief. You see, how's your believer? How is it that you're believing? Are you taking the word of God and say, God, I will believe that? That's a hard one to believe, God, but I'll believe it because that's what your word says. Hallelujah. Take heed. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. I'm going to look at that verse. Mark 9, verse 23. This is Jesus speaking. Words are in red. It says, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. You hear that? If you can believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Is that a good word for us? Come on. All things are possible. What things? Well, what is all? It's all, huh? All things are possible to him that believes. How's your believer? Are you believing God? Are you believing him for all things? Or are you just, folks, listen to me. Are we weighing things in our lives and saying, well, this I'll believe him for, but this one I'm not sure I can handle this on my own? Or we're worried about this. Folks, I'm going to tell you, God is saying, look, you need to be all in. Your heart needs to be all in. You hear me? Your heart needs to be all in. Hallelujah. If you can believe, all things are possible. Luke 1, verse 37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Is that what it says? Who said that? The angel, isn't that right? Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says this: he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You see that word must? What does must mean? Can we say gotta? You gotta believe, man. You must believe what the Word of God is telling you. You must. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You gotta believe it, man. You gotta take it for all that it says. Hallelujah. Do you know the Word of God says this, that God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of love? But of love. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of love, joy, power, Do you know you have power?
Amen.
Do you believe you have power?
Yes.
Do you believe? How many of you guys have liked, you guys like the War Room? Did anybody see the War Room?
Yes.
How many of you, did you guys enjoy that movie?
Yes.
There was one part where the young lady finally figured out that she was given something, and she was going to tell the enemy to, she kept going over, resist the enemy and he'll flee, resist the enemy and flee. And as she kept saying it, you could see her getting stronger and stronger in it. Resist the enemy. She gets up and she goes into her house and she goes, I can't see you, but I know you're here and I know you hear me. He said, you cannot stay here anymore. My granddaughter, she went over to the couch and she put her head, she covered her eyes. She goes, oh no. It was kind of cool because I mean, I can tell you could sense my grandson's watching that lady, just watching what she's saying. Folks, I want to tell you something. We have power. We've been given power over all the things that Jesus had, you know, everything on this world. We've been given the power. Folks, do you know that we have power? Discouragement? You know, there are people right now that are discouraged. It's because of the Christmas season, they get discouraged. And they don't know what to do. They got no, but you know, we have power over that. And get you standing right back up again. It's going to keep you from falling asleep. Stand up. Can you stand up? Come on, stand up. Listen. Do you believe that we have power over these things? Do you believe it? Do you believe that what Christ has done for us, he's given us this power? Listen, I want you to believe with me, okay? Just put one hand in the air. It's all we need, okay? Put one hand in the air. Father, we come before you, Father. And God, we come against, Father God, any spirit that's in our city that will try to discourage. Father God, we come against spirits of suicide in the name of Jesus. We command you to leave. You cannot stay. You must go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we command you in Jesus' name. You've got no place in our city. You've got no place. Go to a dry place where no one lives. In the name of Jesus, get out. Get out. Get out. If you believe it, go like this. Slap your hand. I believe it. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Go ahead and sit down. Hallelujah. Folks, it's important that we believe what the Word of God has told us. Hallelujah. Believe what? Believe what? Luke verse 1, 34 and 35 says this. Mary said to the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. What is the power of the highest? What's the power of the highest? The Holy Ghost, is that right? Remember Jesus said, this is the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Spirit and life. Can I tell you something? Words, when you're speaking God's word, you're speaking spirit. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Come on, man. You got to get this. Come on. Woo, I can feel it. I can feel it. I can feel it. I'm going to tell you. What is the power of the highest? Say it loud. It's the word of God. It's the word of God. God created the heavens and the earth with what?
Words.
Let there be light. Boom. Is that right?
Amen.
Let the earth become together and let there be waters in the firmament. I can't quote that part yet, but I'll get it. And what did it do? Everything he said, it happened. Bam, it happened. Bam, it happened. Do you know that God is looking for folks that will speak what he's saying?
Yes.
He's looking for you to say it.
Yes.
I can hear angels going, just say it. Just say it.
Yeah.
It says in Psalm 103 that the angels are waiting. let's go to Psalm 103 real quick. I didn't give this to you, but I want you to look at this. Psalm 103. Man, grabbed it, opened right up. Can I tell you? Psalm 103, verse 20 says this, "Bless the Lord, you his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word." The voice of his word. Does it say listening to God? It talks about the voice of his word. How many got voices in here? Everybody say amen. Amen. I got a voice. You got a voice?
Yes.
The word of God just told us that the angels are listening for the voice of his word to come flowing out of these vessels of ours. So that the angels are going, just say it, bro. Just say it. Just say it. Command it. Hallelujah. You know God did nothing without first speaking it to his prophets. Do you know that? He wouldn't do anything on the earth until some element here on the earth spoke it. It had to be Isaiah saying, "A virgin shall conceive." God says, "That's the word I needed. Now a virgin is going to conceive." Because man prophesied it into the earth. Man spoke it into the earth. Heard it and spoke it. Can I tell you this? That God has always wanted to speak to man. Always. And somehow we get the idea that the law kept people from hearing. It didn't. The law didn't keep people from hearing God. It was their actions. It's what they were doing that was keeping them from hearing what God was saying to them. That's all it was. God had to put in the law to establish something so he could bless his people. But for the most part, God has always wanted to talk to man. You know, the word of God says it this way, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's always wanted to talk to man. He's never wanted to have this barrier that had to go up. And so, but folks, listen, but so there was prophets. There was guys in the old day, they were hearing God. And they would go and they would speak. This is what the Lord says. God has always wanted to speak through somebody. Is it going to be you today? As you go out there today, is it going to be you? Or are you going to let somebody else speak for you? Or are you going to let a rock talk for you? Come on, man. Hallelujah. It's time, folks. It's time that we understand what he's done. It's time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The power of the highest shall overshadow you, folks. We're being overshadowed and overshadowed and overshadowed. And I think we're being overshadowed because we're not hearing what he's saying to us. He's saying, look, I've created you to speak. I've created you to preach. I've created you to be my light in the earth. Hallelujah. Will you do it for me? Will you do it for me? God's gift to man? Jesus. What's your gift to him? Today, the message is God's gift. What are you giving him? All he wants is you to believe him. And when you believe him, speak what he tells you to speak. That's all he wants. That's all he's asking for. Will you open your mouth on my account for their account? Will you do that? Hallelujah. Hebrews 1:3 says this. I want you to see this. Hebrews 1:3. Talking about Jesus. I'm going to read verse 2. I'm sorry. It says, start at verse 1. I can't just break in there. Sorry, guys. God, who at sundry times and diverse manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son. Spoken to who?
Us.
Yeah, not just the pastor, not just the us. You, in your privacy, in the secret place of the Most High, he's talking to you. Hallelujah. He has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who bring the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, upholding all things by what? The word of his power. The power of the Most High, Mary, will overshadow you. And there will be a word spoken to you. And that word, whatever it is, Mary, conceive. My son. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? The Holy Ghost conceive Mary. And now, done. 9 months later, we see her on a road on a, you know, and it doesn't say a lot about the donkey, but it's nice, isn't that right? It makes a story nice, riding on a donkey, you know. Going into a manger. And delivering her firstborn son. Oh, come on, man. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you believe? How's your believer working? Lord, according to your word. Hallelujah. I want you to listen to some of these words here. I'm just going to speak to you real quick, okay? No, listen for the word believe when I'm speaking these to you, okay? Hallelujah. Mark chapter 11, verse 24 says, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. John 1, 12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. John chapter 6, verse 35, Jesus says this. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He that comes to me shall never hunger. He that believes on me shall never thirst. Romans 1, 6 says this. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. John 14, 12 says this, verily, verily, I say to you, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works shall he do, because I go to my Father. God's gift to you is Jesus. Your gift to him is believing him. Believe him in everything that he said to you. Believe him. Everything that this book tells you, believe it. Don't believe it on my account. Don't believe on anybody's account. Believe what the Word of God says to you. If you're not believing because your best friend doesn't believe, you're in a bad place, bro. If you're not believing because your husband doesn't believe, and you're not believing, you're in a bad place, sis. If you're not believing because your wife doesn't believe, you're in a bad place, bro. You gotta believe what God is saying to you and you alone. Hallelujah. No, playing around. We're moving. Hey, God, we are moving into 2018. How do you guys know that? Hallelujah. We're moving in. We're going to go in strong. I believe that next year is a year of strength for this church. A year of strength. They that do know the Lord shall be strong and do exploits. Folks, we're going to do exploits in this city. God, there's going to be an unusual watering event coming to this city, and we're going to experience things that we've never seen before. Hallelujah. Why? Because of the Word of God says it. Not because I'm telling you, but it's because God's Word says it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you believe? How much do you believe? You guys like that song, White Christmas? Oh, man. I was messing around with it the other day on my guitar. And while I was messing around with it, just playing it, Christmas song, the presence of God came on me. Oh, yeah. I said, God, you like White Christmas? Come on. I'm dreaming of a white God. I got all fired up. I said, hey, man, all of a sudden I'm in love with this song. Do you guys know what I mean? Because I'm in the presence of God come in on this. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55, 12 talks about the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Everybody clap. Yeah, everybody clap your hands. The lights are supposed to go off when you do that, but no, I'm just kidding. Isaiah 55:12 talks about the trees shall clap their hands, and it's actually talking about people. It's actually talking about all the trees is going to clap and worship God, man, because of who He is. The Word of God says, and listen, I got to say this to you. If you'll believe it, He died for your sins and He washed your sins away. Is that right? The Word of God in Romans 10, verse 10, it says, if you will believe with your heart, confess with your mouth that Jesus was raised from the dead, you will be saved. That's all it says. It's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Believe with your heart, confess with your mouth, you're saved. In saving you, you know what He does? He washes your sins away. How many? Every one of them. How about the ones you do next week? All. Because God is a God of eternity. He knows the end from the beginning from the end. However, that's who He is. So now all of a sudden, the imagery in my mind is a little bit different. And I'm singing this song. And I almost felt like God was saying, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. The color for righteousness, the color for purity is white. And He says this, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Just like the one I used to know. Do you remember when? Adam and Eve. Where the treetops, everybody put your hand up near. You're a tree. Where the treetops glisten. And I like this part, children, listen. Come on, guys, listen to me. To hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. And God is saying, with every Christmas card, I write His word. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. One more time, sing it with me. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the one I used to know. Where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white, I can't hear you, Christmas. With every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your, stand up, Christmases be white. Father, I thank You, Lord, that the blood of Jesus has washed away every sin and stain in this house. I thank You for it, Lord. And Lord, that Christmas card that You sent to us is Your word, Father, and we thank You for it, Lord. So Lord, I just pray a blessing upon Your people this Christmas day. Father, I ask You, Lord, that You would touch their lives, Father God, like they have never been touched before, Lord, so that they might touch the lives of their loved ones, so that they might speak Your love into their lives, Lord, that they might build and not tear down, that they might strengthen and not weaken, Father God. I thank You, Lord, that is what You have given us to do. Father, I thank You for it. I praise You for it. In Jesus' name I pray. If you agree, clap your hands and say, yeah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you for coming. Shake hands and hug necks.